You can actually hear the syrup sizzle as women pour the honey mixture over freshly baked baklava. It's one of the final steps in a 35-hour process that takes place over the course of 5 days.
It takes a lot of work. We're very proud of it. We do a good job, hopefully, and of course everything is wholesome. Everything is nothing artificial, everything is pure, and so when you eat it, you know that it is well done, plus delicious, and of course, like I said, nothing artificial.
That was Dina Nazalaris, who has participated in Greek Fest since it first started 36 years ago. She moved to Fort Wayne from Greece in 1969 when she was 18 years old, and she didn't expect to find Greek culture in the Indiana city.
I was surprised that there was a community. I did not expect it to be. It's not a very big community, but everybody is so close.
She joined Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, which features an annual Greek ball.
I'm thinking, we are dancing American dances in Greece. I'm coming to the United States. Everybody's Greek dancing. What's up with that, you know?
Mary Spiro's family were among the first Greeks to arrive in Fort Wayne. This was in the 1920s, and she says growing up, there were less than 10 Greek families in the area, not even enough for a church. So they would travel to South Bend or Indianapolis for worship.
There was a very small Greek community till after the Second World War.
Spiro says after World War II, there weren't many jobs in Greece, so people in Fort Wayne started bringing over extended family.
The country was devastated after the war, Second World War, and the people that came over went into the factories here. So there was always work here for the Greek immigrants.
The Greeks who immigrated to the U.S. after the war began to start families of their own, and the population kept growing. In 1962, there were finally enough families to establish the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church in Fort Wayne. Spiro says she's tried to pass down Greek culture to her children and grandchildren.
They're still following many of the traditions, even though they're very Americanized, of course. But yes, they still like the Greek traditions and the holidays.
Greek Fest is a fundraiser for the church, but Spiro says it was started to share Greek culture with the Fort Wayne community.
The food, the dancing, the customs.
Deanna Guntris felt like she was welcomed into the Greek community after she married her Greek husband. She now carries on the traditional recipes by baking food for the festival.
We made powdered sugar cookies, the kurambiadas. We made Easter twist cookies. We made melamakarina. We made paximadia. We have a lot of different cookies.
The women bake pastries for Greek Fest, and the men cook rice, lamb, and even octopus. Guntris says the octopus is a popular menu item, which they cook by boiling first.
It takes a while to do that, to break it down, and then cook it on the grill. Once it's nice and soft, and cook it on the grill, lemon and oil.
She says it sounds weird, but it's good. Guntris has watched the festival grow from a small get-together in the parking lot to its current spot in Headwaters Park. It typically hosts about 10 to 12,000 people, but last year they had bad weather and the attendance wasn't as good. So this year, good weather is all they're hoping for. Guntris says the better the weather, the more the festival grows, and the more they can share their heritage and their food with the Summit City. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.